bakhumbula ukuthi yena bona babamnqutshile umongameli angasiboni isizathu sokumnqusha ukuthi bamnqutsheleni. Bayakhohlwa ukuthi vele iBritain yayisikolonayizile, sathi yikoloni yeBrithani. Ngako kathethi ukuleka ulungisiseni izinto zonke ezilungisayo, kumele yona iNgilandi isi-engeje, i-UK kumele isi-engeje, sibili sisebenze ndawonye. Njengakhona kuwose kuningi esimele sikwenze sindawonye, yiko-ke umongameli esihlale sithi yena uzimisele ukuthi avule amasamu sidlelane lamazwe amanye omhlaba. Ngokunjalo amboni ipolitics ezinjalo zingena ngapha ekutheni umuntu nxa enqusiwe sekukhulunywa ukuthi unxuselweni uthweni. Hhayi, kababuze bone yona iNgilandi eyiyo enqusha umongameli, nakubahlupha ukuthi kuyini okuba ukwenqusha. Amboni ukunqusha kwamongameli kulani nomunye umuntu ukuthi nxa enqusiwe unqusiwe, nxa enganqushwanga kanqushwanga, ungangqushwanga kwaphela.
Labo abathi uMnangagwa ubengamelanga anxuswe bakhuluma njalo ngodaba lokuhuquluzwa kwegolide leZimbabwe, okuludaba oluchaywe i-documentary ye-Al Jazeera. Bathi ubaba uMnangagwa uthintekile kulolu daba, kathi kukhulunywe ngaye njalo kudaba lwe-Chrome. Ngokunjalo bathi ukhanya engumuntu othinteka kundaba zenkohlakalo, yikho nje besithi hayi, ngaphandle kokuthi bathi wephula amalungelo, ukhanya engumuntu okhohlakeleyo njalo.
Nkomo, wena abantu balabo bathi be-opposition, lokho kuqhutshwa abantu be-opposition bakhampena ngakho khonokho, abantu abayesulelayo ukuthi lana umhedeni, lana yikuthi uNkulunkulu ngiwaziyo. Kodwa intweni naleyo Nkomo, kungena ngaphi ngathi kwe-Al Jazeera, kungena ngaphi ekunqusheni kaprezidenti yaseBrithani? Ukunqusha kwaprezidenti yaseBrithani akube kodwa, okwe-Al Jazeera lakho kube kodwa,